I was really shocked and in disbelief.
That's University of San Francisco Professor Bill Hing.
It's totally unprecedented, okay, to rule that the office violates due process.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon said Attorney General Merrick Garland did not have the power to appoint Special Counsel Jack Smith. USF Law Professor Bill Hing and other legal experts say that the Supreme Court explicitly outlined the precedent in 1974 during the Watergate scandal in United States versus Nixon.
The process and procedure under which Jack Smith was appointed is one that has been used over and over again.
So why would Judge Cannon dismiss the case on those grounds, knowing that Special Counsel Smith can easily appeal the decision? Professor Hing said Judge Cannon has shown her partisanship and loyalty to Trump. And while he predicted an appeals court will reverse Cannon's ruling, he says the conservative majority on the Supreme Court could eventually protect the former president.
She's taking a gamble that the U.S. Supreme Court will also show its partisanship and its favoritism to Donald Trump, and maybe they will agree with her. And so at the end of the day, maybe that's the card that she's playing, and she's banking on partisanship up to the Supreme Court.
Professor Hing said there's irony in this situation, that Attorney General Garland appointed an independent special counsel in the first place out of concern for political partisanship. Hing says Garland could have led the prosecution himself, but instead wanted to show that there was independence from President Biden. Hing says that even if Special Counsel Jack Smith is unsuccessful in appeal, the Attorney General would still be allowed to file the same charges himself. But by that point, analysts say, Donald Trump could be back in the White House, where he could appoint a new Attorney General who could drop the case. This is the latest win of sorts for Trump in four separate criminal cases. He was convicted of 34 felonies back in May in his New York hush money trial, but sentencing in that case is postponed due to the Supreme Court's recent decision that former presidents have broad immunity from prosecution. Legal observers say the classified documents case against Trump is the easiest one to prosecute, given the amount of evidence and testimony from Trump's former aides and lawyers, and the fact that the alleged misconduct happened after Trump had left the White House. That may still be true, as the case was dismissed without any rulings on the facts of the case or the charges. Trump called for all four criminal cases against him to be dismissed on Monday. He argues they are all politically motivated witch hunts. Reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Atta Shaheen.